Patricia's not going to be here, and Charlotte's not going to be here.
Test, test.
Oh, Patricia's coming.
Yes. And we have Karen and Fina, and what's the other lady's name? Lyric. Lyric, will you speak?
Yes.
With a name like Lyric, I hope you would.
It's a prerequisite.
Okay, y'all, we're going to call this meeting to order. It is 5:33, May 21st, 2010. We can do a roll call, starting with to my right.
Pius Weibel is here.
Roger Holland.
Matt Gladney.
Ken Turner.
Jenny Putman.
Brian Donovan.
Bill Brown.
Tom DeFonis.
And Aaron Edmonds. Missing today is Barbara Kessel and Joan Miller, who has, they both said that they would not be able to be here today. Patricia Avery is on her way.
Randy Rosenbaum will not be here.
Randy Rosenbaum also said he could not be here. And also Patrick Thompson is not here. I hadn't heard from Patrick, so I don't know if he's coming or not. All right, so everyone, have you all had a chance to look at the agenda? Okay, can we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I second.
Motion by Judge DeFonis, second by Mr. Turner. In discussion? That was some irony, from last night. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I'm sure he needs more irony.
Yeah.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. So, Jenny, the last meeting that we had, we could not approve the minutes because we had the wrong minutes.
Oh. Okay. Well, the last minutes that I took were in February, I believe.
Right. And we didn't meet in April at all, right?
Well, we did.
Oh, I wasn't here. Something like that.
The last minutes that I took were... come on, January 22nd.
Patricia, you remember the last meeting we had, we couldn't approve the minutes. We didn't have the correct set of minutes.
Exactly.
Right. So that meeting was in April. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That was just last month.
Last month. It's been a blur for me. I swear, for some reason, I thought we might meet last month.
No, we met, but you had to take off a little early. And
right, on the 23rd.
We had minutes on the table that were from January.
Right.
I don't know when was...
That's, I thought we thought those had already been approved.
They had. We thought they had been already.
May I suggest we move on?
Yes, indeed. To number five, we'll come back to number four. Number five, announcement of communications.
All right.
Ms. Putman.
First of all, I want to announce, I think maybe you got an email from me. Look what I got in the mail addressed to me. I got a juror questionnaire, and I was so excited. This is a beautiful juror questionnaire, and I'm going to be I may be able to be a juror. But
is that the new one, or is that
Yes, it is, and I just thought it was so beautiful. I just was racing from line to line, and I got so excited, I started filling in all the boxes.
Is it the new one?
Yes.
And are you sure?
Let's take a look here.
Roger, I even sent you a copy of it. The Monday after I mailed it in, I sent it to you. Roger, I mailed it to you with a 44-cent stamp.
No, this is still the old one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think it's the old one. Yeah.
The new ones are going to start week after next.
Well, it was darn better than the
one. You're right. It is better than the old. I mean... It's an improvement over the one we used to have, but the new one, we finally got our computer set up, so it starts
next week, the week after next.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Yes.
Well, the subject just came up. Can we just throw that date out there again, Roger? So everybody
The first week of June.
Okay.
That's when the new questionnaires will be used.
Monday the 31st is a holiday, and then we'll send them out Tuesday the 1st. We'll start sending them out.
How many will go?
It varies from week to week, depending on how many we need to bring into the system, so I'm not sure how many will go, but that's when the cutoff will be.
Thousands or hundreds?
No, a few hundred every week or so. And it'll be a while before those people actually get into the system. In other words, it'll be a few months before the people who use those questionnaires will actually be called for jury service.
Or at least, yeah.
So So we may, if you want to, we can get more in depth of that when we come back to it. I just thought we might be able to check that off by throwing the date out there. Yeah. But well, Jenny, Jenny has some announcements. We want to let her finish.
But the other personal announcement, in April, two of our colleagues were honored by the local chapter of the ACLU. Bill Brown was awarded the Horace Norton Award, and Barbara Bailey was awarded the Ellison Chalmers Award. And you might like to read about our esteemed colleagues. I'm very grateful for Bill's service on to chair the County ACLU chapter.
You said Barbara Bailey or Barbara Kessler?
Well, I'm sorry.
Bailey. I thought you heard that. I'm right.
I know Barbara. I went to law school with Barbara Bailey.
The other thing I wanted to report on was the annual meeting of the League of Women Voters at which Steve Beckett was the guest speaker. And
thank you.
He gave some interesting handouts. These will probably be maybe the third or fourth time Judge DeFontis and Mr. Holland have seen these, because I think that Steve used these at the, I have a copy for everyone, I think, at the judicial conference. And so you may have seen these already, but what I really like is this picture of the cat on trial, the cat defendant.
And
the jurors are all dogs. Just a minute.
Sorry.
So, but this is produced by www.courtexcellence.org. And I wanted to get in touch with them just to see if we might have the privilege of being able to use something like this. And here's a ready-made
this
graphic.
This is kind of funny.
No, it's
interesting.
Or if we didn't approve this, there's something like this that really gets the message across. Be a peer. Say yes to jury duty.
That's really.
And I don't know what it would cost to have placards like this inside, like on MTV buses. But I've tried to I've checked the website, and I wasn't able to just click on this to print out your graphic. But I'm going to do some more research. If people like this, it's ready made.
At the bottom,
you know what that cat looks like? He's saying, "I'm screwed."
He's
got that look. Oh, I'm screwed.
At the bottom of the picture, there's something that says it's the State Bar of California, all rights reserved, reprinted with permission. So it looks like the original graphic came from the State Bar of California.
So I guess I'd have to write to them to ask for permission. I've spent a little bit of time checking it out, but I haven't yet written. Would you like me to write and see about getting permission to use something like this?
Yes, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Would anyone wish that I not? Okay.
Send this out with our questionnaires.
Hey, what do you think? Get people's attention?
I think it's really.
No, we have to think about
really
that. It might be a little too lighthearted, but we'll just get. I mean, it's something we can think about.
Okay.
And as an owner of a cat, I might be offended by it. I don't know.
Well, I know people can't be offended.
Dogs do look a little hungry.
Yeah.
That cat's eyes are like, I'm in trouble.
Something about a judge in Kankakee County who took an approach which our presiding judge does not favor. Judge DeFontis, I raised my hand and said that in our county, the presiding judge said he didn't want to arrest people into the jury box. But this tells about in our neighboring county where when people didn't come to court, they got fines from $5 to $100.
And Clark has been the subject of editorial cartoons and some nasty letters to the editor.
And Steve Beckett passed those out, so I didn't bring everything. But interestingly, this county will pay taxi service when potential jurors have transportation problems. Now, we give out bus tokens, the other graphic that I like, here's the recycle bucket with the giant summons in it. I mean, we could do something like that and put the international no sign over. You know, don't recycle your summons. It was the first visual art that I thought.
Do you have more copies of that as well, Jennifer?
It's attached to it.
It's attached to it.
Okay, now the things I want to say from what Steve Beckett mentioned. This year's Court Watchers report will be delayed. Statistician Martin and Adam Martinsik is not with the program anymore, but the survey research lab is going to be analyzing the statistics. And he said he thought the report would be out in May. His big message, I think keep the data refreshed. He was urging new addresses, new names and addresses, a draw of new names and addresses every year. Can we afford to do that?
We have been doing it.
Okay.
We still do it.
Once a year. Okay.
Yeah, in fact, the jury wheel was updated, I believe it was Tuesday of this week.
Okay, then we're on top of that. The other thing, as you know, the court watchers who work on the Legal Women Voters College of Law survey, they only state what their impression is of the defendants and the jurors' race. And I wanted to come back to whether or not we could use the survey, voluntary survey that we got from Paula Hannaford and Gore.
Well, our new questionnaire asked their rates.
Okay.
So
okay.
That information is going to be captured and
wonderful.
We'll be able to use the reports with it.
Wonderful. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and if anybody wants to take me home at the end of the meeting, I'll accept mine.
Okay. Other announcements or communications, Ms. Avery?
Well, I have invited guests here today, and I don't know if you all got my email. It kind of went out a little late that, you know, last month, I think you left before we had the conversation about possibly engaging peer jurors or peer court youth from those organizations and peer ambassadors. And so I did speak with individuals from peer court and peer jury and peer ambassadors, and I just wanted to ask the committee to recognize that the peer ambassadors coordinator is here, and I'm not sure.
Well, she's here with someone.
Okay, and I knew that Karen had said that the peer ambassadors had, and I'll let her speak in public participation about it, but I just wanted us to recognize that that's who that is. Karen Sims is the coordinator of peer ambassadors, and she can speak to us. And here under public participation.
Okay. Any other communications, announcements? Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., 90.1 FM on your listening dial. Judge Finest will be the guest on Higher Ground with Sister Carol and I. Tomorrow we will be discussing, of course, what the work that we do here for approximately the first, 20 minutes, one half an hour. What we've been doing here, and then the other half an hour, we'll be discussing more from a legal standpoint the impact of crack cocaine versus powder cocaine.
That's the federal statute.
The federal statute
has been changed a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be discussing that, and so one of our colleagues will be the guest on your other colleague's show tomorrow, 9 a.m., so you guys tune in and call in, too. We'll have a good time. So I wanted to make that announcement, communicate that to everybody.
Are they videotaped? I mean,
audio tapes?
Yeah, audio tapes.
We can.
I'll be on the road, and I really want to hear that. I've been waiting to hear you on the radio.
You can also listen online.
Huh?
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know if you've got a...
I can do it on my BlackBerry, maybe.
Yeah, you can do that. But we'll try to tape it tomorrow so you can
see. Thank you.
So any more communications or announcements? Okay, and we move on to six, public participation. And we have some public participation.
The public is welcome to speak at this point.
Well,
still nothing from you? Okay.
And unless, Karen, you want to wait and hear about the kind of the sharing of the PSAs and the discussion, and which is coming up under number 8. And if the committee would indulge and relax the rules and allow her to jump in and speak a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I'd actually like to hear also some of her thoughts before she hears what some of the things that we thought about.
Okay. I'm sure she can speak.
And Lyric, as a lyricist, would probably be able to have some input also.
We're talking about public service announcements that would go out to the community about the importance of jury service. And so any thoughts that you all have around what you think would be effective would be good to, I'd like to hear some of them. Just a couple of them even now before we get into any of the ones that we have come up with.
Well, Patricia talked to me a little bit about this whole issue, and so I've talked to a few of peer ambassadors.
I haven't talked to the whole group. Peer Masters is sort of a youth leadership group, and we work a lot with youth who've been impacted by the juvenile justice system. And so a couple of things were both the need to get out information about jury service and a lot of education about just the nature and function of jury. It's still pretty nebulous, and you would think that people would have a better understanding, but people still are really unclear, and so they thought messages that sort of go across beyond, hey, it's important to participate in this, but also the why, would engage a lot of people, and so however you do that. They also thought making sure that you use voices that sound reflective of the communities that you're targeting might be helpful. There are several PSAs now on 105.5 that use people who aren't reflective of their targeted audience, and there's a disconnect, and so they just sort of tune those off. And so making sure the voices sound like the people you're trying to reach.
Okay. Anybody else?
And humor. You already seem to be lending themselves to. They want funny.
Humor.
Yeah, I thought this was really tiny slide.
It's old. It's like 2006 or so. Yeah. It's nothing new.
13 years old.
1997. Oh. Wow. Oh, caps have gotten so much more stylish now.
Did you, Bernie, to say something? No?
No.
Anybody?
Okay. Still quiet over here? All right, so number seven, Roger. Update us on where we are with the questionnaires. We already talked about the date. So is there anything else that you think we should know about
that? Other than the fact that we, like I just said to Jenny, we just updated the jury wheel, so our data is going to be as fresh as it can be. Our system is as up-to-date as it can be. So I'm sorry about the delay in getting it done, but we did have to do some work with our friends down in Texas to get it all worked out, but everything should be ready to go now. So.
Okay. Any questions about that, y'all? Brian?
Yeah, as I remember, and sorry I haven't been here. I've been involved with a research group on Friday nights, but it's since disbanded, so I hope to be here more frequently. But as I understand from the questionnaires going out, there's going to be a six-month kind of test period. We're going to collect some of the data and get some sense of the success of them.
Yeah, I mean, we can look at how many have been returned. We can always do reports on that, but now that we have a specific date, we can then go forward in time and look at our response rate and see if it's been increased or what changes there are. We can also obviously look at the data that's captured itself, the data that the questionnaire captures with regard to the racial background of the individuals completing the questionnaire.
Because we were talking about the difference between doing the questionnaire or just doing the one-step summons.
Right.
And we're hoping that there will be a trial period.
Exactly.
In which we can...
Yeah, and we can set that up for whatever we like, whether we want to do it for 3 months, 6 months, whatever,
and
you know.
What did we agree to? Was it 6 months?
I thought
we were kicking 6 months around.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make a bit of difference to us. I mean, it's a piece
but
of
paper. But after 6 months, we'd probably have several thousand questionnaires.
Yeah, I would think we would have, yeah.
Well, for some reason, 3 months is what I remember. I'd have to go back through.
It really, like I said, it makes no difference to us. It's just a matter of running the reports with those dates and getting the information to you. So
if we can get a three-month update, that would be...
Sure.
In 3 months.
Sure, we can do a report in 3 months. So, so maybe set right around the early September, we'll come back.
Okay. Any other discussions around it, y'all? Any other questions?
There were some other things that we were talking about with our questionnaires, and Paula mentioned it too. If we don't get a return, if we don't get one back, send out a second one. Mm-hmm. At some point, I think what we were talking about was doing that. 3 month survey, see how our numbers are, see what our return rate is. If we're not seeing much of a change, then we might try to send out the second one,
right.
With maybe a stronger letter,
mm-hmm.
and see, and then we could do 3 months of that and see. But we can still tinker with what we have and see if we get better returns. Hopefully, the questionnaire will help in and of itself.
And Jenny, the things that you pointed out on your questionnaire, mm-hmm. those that have been corrected in the new version.
Fantastic. Those things were
instead of we, from my not yet updated questionnaire asked about your spouse's occupation, and we were going to change that to partner's occupation, for example. Fantastic. That is fantastic. Thank you so much. There's the copy editor. I'm sorry. I can't get over it.
Yeah, we have to tell you that Kirk doesn't want any more mail from you. I'm just telling you now, Kirk. Yeah, no, I'm just teasing. It's fine. No, it's fine. We want to have it right. The most important thing is getting it right.
Jennifer, on your questionnaire, does it still ask the question about felony?
Mm-hmm. Criminal offenses.
Criminal offenses.
Right.
So that's no longer on the new...
Right. All of those changes that we instituted will all be changed on the new questionnaire.
Okay. Why don't we bring the new questionnaire the next time we have a meeting?
I'll be more than happy to do that, Judge DeFond.
Is that all right?
That we means I still?
That we means me. We means me. Yeah, there's a translation issue. We means me.
Just for the public, then, so they all know what the importance of the questionnaire is, that we are, as a committee, are trying to increase our jury pools. And specifically, we want to reach more African-American minorities in our jury pools. And so we found we're looking at a lot of different ways that we can do that. And one of the things that we examined was our questionnaire. We saw some of the questions on the questionnaire might have turned some people off, and where they wouldn't be returning, because some of the questions were very personal and having nothing to do with the law that would allow you to serve as a jury. So we really did some cleansing of our questionnaire, and that's what this is all about. And in the hopes that we can get people to return those forms, because in order to become a jury, you have to return the questionnaire. And so just a brief synopsis of kind of what we've been doing so you all will know.
Jess, can you bring one tomorrow? A old copy and a new copy, is that possible?
I don't think I can print out a new copy because it still isn't
in the
circulation yet.
Okay.
If I can suggest perhaps running that by somebody like Mary Shank, I don't know if that would interest her, if it's worthy of a story. I don't know how you guys leak information to the press when things like this new,
Jury process that was reinstituted
last year. I don't know if she'd be interested in
something.
Ms. Putman and
Dan Jones. Aaron made a presentation to the League of Women Voters in February, and he reported on the new questionnaire. Mary did. She wrote on the front page story.
So
I don't know if it's worth a news story, but I think the.
And maybe if we do a follow up, maybe after we've gotten some back and see what kind of the feedback is too.
Okay, Judge?
The News Gazette, remember when we first started, had an editorial that basically said it's the responsibility of the individual. Mm-hmm. And they know what our meetings are, and I noticed that we don't have anybody here from the News Gazette to watch what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But I think it would, I don't have any, I think we should show her the new questionnaire when it goes out. Maybe they'll write a story. Can't hurt. I mean, they could write a story. They could not write a story. But they did cover your.
Yeah, they did.
So we need to show it.
Oh, yes. Just give me a copy, Roger.
But that's also something that we are looking at doing. I don't know if I have moved that down. But the radio program that we're going to do tomorrow, and also we had talked, Brian, I don't know if you were here, but we had talked about doing like WDW has Jim Turpin or whatever, and just getting it out to a broad audience. Okay, so anything else on that under that topic? Okay. Number 8, sharing of PSAs, discussion, and editing. All right. Patrick's not here. Of course, that was the main one that we had. But Matt has one as well. The PSA, the suggestions that you had about the PSA.
No. I know I missed a couple of meetings. I didn't know where we were at on those.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, basically, the main one that we had was the one that Patrick had put together, and there was a lot of discussion about that. Jenny, do you have that?
Well, I brought one copy. It was as originally written by Patrick, mm-hmm. and then I can't help it. I edited it. I don't know if Pius wants to run over. Someone went over to use the photocopier, but I've got one copy each of Patrick's original.
If people want to make copies, I can do it.
Sure, let's get some so we can. Because I think the audience would like to
make a copy of this.
A copy of this also?
Please. Maybe?
Well, just for some discussion, Karen, and we did indeed look at who would be speaking, where we would put the PSAs and ask for them to be a part of it. We hadn't really thought much about humor in relationship to, I don't think many of the ads that we thought about, the PSAs we thought about, had much humor in them. I guess we were looking at it from a much more serious standpoint. But we wanted to be very clear. We talked about repeating particular messages that were very important so that the message was very clear. We didn't want any sort of misunderstandings at all. And I think we talked about why, what the importance was. The dilemma for us is that it's a PSA, right? And that's no guarantee that how long it's going to run or how effective it's going to be. And so we had also talked about doing actual ads, purchasing actual ads. WBCP, we've got some numbers for WBCP. But we also were looking at 107.9 with Dwayne Hubbard and with him. And I think that, you know, that may be our best option. But the PSAs right now is what we were sort of talking about. And we got a couple of ideas on that. I think that would be something really interesting for the peer ambassadors to do, to write a PSA about jury service or the importance of jury duty. Because it would be cool, because Matt talks about the cool factor all the time, that it's got to be hot, it's got to be cool. If it's not cool, then it's... What? You didn't say that, Matt? You did say that.
You can't get away from it, Matt. It's almost like somebody recently, and then you said it, and...
I actually wrote a poem, but for some reason, this isn't the pad that the poem was written on. But I was just thinking about something catchy, trying to use my own skills to try to come up with something. And I don't know if that's going to be clear. I don't know if that's something. What do y'all think about that, to write something like that, to do it in that format?
I think we'd have to hear it first. It
depends on how good it is.
Yeah, I think we'd have to hear it first. And
the challenges have been, is it
because you can hum it?
At our last meeting, we actually asked Patrick to just read his PSA. Mm-hmm. And we all agreed that we thought it was fine.
Yeah.
The way he had
it was him.
Yeah.
And he was serious.
Yeah.
And he's very serious about this issue. And I thought it was thought it was really good. I think we all thought it was good.
We did. We all thought it came across real concise. I mean, and it was serious, and it was in his own words.
But he doesn't want to read it.
And he read it for us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We thought he did a good job, and we thought he should just try to go out and
practice to get it within his 30
seconds, and then we can see about cutting an ad for it.
Okay.
But that would be just one ad. I don't personally. I know that we talked about keeping it very serious. I have to agree with Matt. I mean, for the younger people, I think it has to be light but with a serious message. And they have a way of doing that, the young people. They get it when they know it's serious, even on a light note. I mean, so I would be interested to see how, because we can target different demographics. So this particular, like Patrick's demographic, might be 30, to say maybe 40-ish. Mm-hmm. But then we can get the younger the peer ambassadors to target 18 to, what, 25-ish? And they, you know, 25-ish, I think 18 to 25. And then we might have a little, we might have something in between 25 and, you know, because I think Patrick might be appealing to maybe a little bit older demographic just with his, but break it down like that. So your messages can be, we can still have the same kind of tagline so that we can keep that consistent, but the delivery and the message itself could be, in somebody in their own voices in a different way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, and maybe your piece could do the 20, catch the 25, because, you know, we're at that age where we like the kind of that speak out mm-hmm. and that kind of that in that way.
Right.
So why don't we just look at a number of ideas of PSAs, or are you just wanting to get something going?
Ms. Putman.
Okay, well, we're now 1 year and 1 month. I'm at the point of something is better than
we need
nothing.
To do something.
And the adage has been said so often, do not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Mm-hmm. Let's get it going. Mm-hmm. A PSA, after all, that doesn't cost us anything.
Right.
So just get it out there and put it in Patrick's voice. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon we'll have young people working with us. It can be in their voice. And I agree, number of styles and I haven't seen Matt's yet, but I'm going to repeat mine that I've been saying since I was on the county board and we were trying to get the Justice and Social Services Committee to do it. Well, this can't be in my voice. It has to be in rap. Maybe you, Aaron. For a jury or your peer, you got to be there. Send back the summons. Show up. For a jury or your peer, you got to be there. Send back the summons. Show up. Okay, isn't that cool?
Okay. No, I'm not laughing.
But I understand. I kind of understand where she's going.
Send back the summons. Show up. Okay. But obviously, it can't be the 62-year-old white woman's voice.
Can we ask you a question? Would you feel like you fell on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you know about jury service? Oh, that's
great.
It's important.
Good.
It's important. Why is it important?
Because
you know.
So we know it's important. Do you think that your peers and people that you talk to, students your age, do they know anything about jury service? Do they know about as much as what you shared? How old are you?
She's a little younger.
Right, she's a little younger. Mm-hmm. And I know your face. I don't remember your name.
Kate.
Ms. Kate. What do you know about jury service?
She said it's important. Yes, because we want full representation. We want to make a decision about the issue at hand. We want to make sure that it's smooth from a place where people can relate and identify. Because if you're not able to relate to the situation, identify with the situation, then you're not going to be able to do that.
So, now Karen, what about you?
I'm probably not the best. I mean, you know, I'm a nerd, so I mean, I know a lot about why it's important and the process. I will tell you though, I mean, what's curious for me is I've lived here all of my life, but been here for 6 years, and my mom is 64. Neither one of them vote all the time for regular engaged citizens. We've never been summoned since we've been here. When we lived in Indianapolis, we got, you know, notices frequently. And so we were trying to figure out, like, what's happening in this community where here we are, we've lived in the same place, we haven't moved, you know, we're voters, we voted in primary, you know, we're actively engaged, like, how does that happen? So we've been really curious just about that process as it's locally, because as she talks to her colleagues who are recent transplants to this community too, we're just curious about how does that work here? Mm-hmm. And so maybe even some education just about I mean, her senior friends want to know, mm-hmm. if you're new here, do you get excluded mm-hmm. out? You know, like, how is this that happens? And so...
Well, you can rest assured that does not.
I know, but you
it's not. But I mean, that's what they might think. But there's people like me who was born and raised in this community. I've only been called once in all of those years, and so I
so,
think it's
so
just
think
the luck of the draw.
Just, I mean, this is a commuter community. There's that voice, and then also for the younger people. Just, I mean, I think the PSAs can be both. In a tag that gets parents talking to kids mm-hmm. and youth, which also gets them engaged, mm-hmm. And also continues to educate your electorate, right, about why you're going to, even if you're not there, how do you continue to stay engaged and involved in this process and see yourself reflected in it?
I think people, I'm really surprised that people that you would think know how this process works doesn't, because they don't know how they get to become a juror. They don't know what pieces of identification that is being used to identify jurors. So we really need to do some serious education, because people really don't know that it's their driver's license and voter's ID or state ID. They have no idea how you get into a jury pool. So I think education is going to be a key.
I'm going to read this one. I'm going to read Patrick's and just see what you all think about it. Okay. They called me and it didn't work, so they called you.
What?
Somebody called me too.
Yeah, you know, people.
But I like that beat. That beat could have played behind while I was reading. Hello, my name is, this is why you edited it. My name is Patrick D. Thompson. I'm a 41-year-old African-American male and lifelong resident of Champaign County. I was selected as a member to sit on a jury committee to study ways to increase minorities and African-American representation in the jury pool of the Champaign County court system. Please understand that jury service is a very important matter. As an African-American, we are constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community. Well, I'm here today as a member of the jury committee to encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Champaign County Jury Committee. Now, that's the original, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What y'all think?
Oh. On the back side.
I know. It would lose me if I was in the radio, like when they start talking about where he's from, and not where he's from, the lifelong resident, that's good, but the committee that he's a part of, I feel like, oh, that's a committee I'm not part of, so
right.
I don't need to listen to it.
Lose that.
And then the other thing I would say is if he could say black community instead of minority community, I think it'd be stronger, because then you would know, like, minority sounds kind of amorphous, but if somebody says black community, I'd be like, that's my community.
Would you say the minority black community, or what does it say?
Increase minorities and African-American representation.
It says, okay, it says that I'm a 41-year-old African-American male. That's one time it says, and then it says, increase minorities and African-American representation in the jury pool. As an African-American, we are constantly discussing.
The legal system has failed the minority community. So it's a little bit inconsistent there, I guess.
So, you wanted to say, if you were listening to it, you're saying it would grab you if it said black community. Are you saying that throughout this, you would say I'm a 41-year-old black male?
I mean, I think African American is fine, and the part with the minority / African American community is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
what Pius just pointed out, where he said our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community, you should say.
I think you'd say like African American.
Or you could say minority communities.
Minority communities. But the one thing that I was trying to point out by asking all four of you, what the three of you, was you had a perspective from a young female, African American female, who's got some concept of the importance. But then you have what appears to me, it sounds to me, to be very educated, sort of, I don't want to say middle class, but you understand what I'm saying, some different perspectives on what they're feeling. So the idea of a target audience really resonates with me, that you're going to have to change it. It's not going to work for everybody, right? It's going to have to change up. So I just thought that sort of confirmed it. Matt and then Ken.
The part where it says how the legal system has failed the minority community, what if we change it to, like, or it said, like, we're constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system can better serve the minority community. Fail is that's to me, that's very negative.
That's a pretty broad statement, too.
But this is what Patrick and yes. this is the...
Yeah, let Keen get in, then we come back to you, Joseph.
Yeah, because I think Patrick should, if any change is going to be made, I think he should be the one.
That's
because this is from his perspective.
Right.
So just like, when right. you know, everybody right. has sees things a little differently, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily, he may not mean what he says in a negative light, but it's just, it works.
Right.
So,
right.
And so.
Well, just for the sake of clarity, I thought we read this at this particular point, not for feedback for changes, but so as we all sort of look at different ways and different perspectives and different ways to write it or to come up with our own, like Jenny's rap, you know. Did you like that lyric? Was that going to. What, Karen, did you like it? Maybe it was a Karen rap, and maybe it wasn't a lyric rap, I don't know. Y'all gotta be honest. Jenny can handle it.
It can be fun. It was a little bit more content. It
can
be fun.
Yeah.
We know who did it.
Right. Judge DeFontis just wanted
something. Well, I agree with Ken. I mean, this is what Patrick feels. This is the discussions that he's had, and the people that he talks to, they feel the system has failed them. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was doing a public service announcement, I wouldn't say that. But I think it's perfectly legitimate for him to say it if that's the way he feels and that's the way his neighbors and the people feel.
What makes it more persuasive is that he actually believes in it. You know, he feels it. That comes across. You can't fake that. You know, you can have somebody read something and you can hear it and you can just tell that they're just reading it, that they aren't necessarily feeling it. But if Patrick says it the way he believes it, it will come across better and have more of an impact.
Patricia and DNG.
Well, and I'm glad we got around to that. We didn't read this to pick it apart because he's not here,
mm-hmm.
and we had him read it. We thought it sounded fine, mm-hmm. and then for him to come back to another meeting and think that we had picked it apart after we all said it sounded fine the last.
Oh, there is.
We're good.
Hey, Patrick.
Thinking of the, no. So I wouldn't want it to.
Jenny. Even though this is brought to you by the Advisory Committee on Jury Service, we are featuring Patrick Thompson's opinion. Mm-hmm. So, and besides, there are 15 of us, official members of this committee, and you might have 15 different things to say.
Yep.
I love, especially I want to thank Patrick for moving us off the dime on this. But I think what it lacks is there's not any statement about what you do, like register to vote, get a state ID card. And when I did my editing, I was trying to, this is what you got to do to get your name in. And if we could, if it's got to be 90 seconds, if we could stick in there somehow.
Right.
No?
Well, that's why we want to.
First, you got to get them to understand the importance. You just got to get them to listen to the importance of, and then you get the interest of.
Okay.
And then people want to know, well, how do I become a teacher?
And that might be the next public service.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the point, right, that the idea is that there's a couple of things, that there's a lot of information that has to go out, that has to be very clear, right? So we're not stuck trying to get everything into one PSA because we have several ideas. We have ways that we can do community outreach where we can do more talk back sessions, community forum or whatever, where we can actually do something around jury service with us as a sort of panel or whatever, that's more just engaging around the topic. We have the PSAs. We have not done an actual commercial. The idea of a pamphlet. I came up, just sort of looked at, thought about that the other day, about a pamphlet that can be passed out. I know there's some that already exist, I'm sure, but the target audience, though, you know what I mean, targeting a particular audience, I don't know if those pamphlets that exist do that. How can we jazz it up a little bit that's a little more particular or specific, you know? So there's a lot going on. We don't have to feel like we have to do that. This is just as you said, don't let the What was your statement?
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Yes, so we don't want that to happen. Patricia.
Okay, so when I was talking about a tagline, I just thought about what a tagline could be for any one of our public service announcements in anybody's voice. The important thing is to get in the jury pool is to return the questionnaire. So after, instead of saying this is a public service announcement brought to you, maybe Patrick and every one of our taglines could be somehow to return the questionnaire. You know, you talk about the importance of it, how to get involved. The first thing to do is if you receive the questionnaire is to return it. So if our tagline could always be about that questionnaire, to return the questionnaire, he talks about get involved and help remove that concern, return your questionnaire, or something like that. So then the listener will always be remembering if that tagline is this, there's something about a questionnaire that I have to return a questionnaire, because that's the thing, the message you hear, the voice, you hear people speaking. And if you lose anything in the message, the last thing you might remember is it was about jury. It was about jury duty. And I know I keep hearing about returning a questionnaire. So you have to kind of put something in there that is going to be repeated over and over again, no matter what our message is. And the thing that we want to repeat, I think, is the importance of returning the questionnaire, because that's the way you get into the jury pool. Right? Right, Roger, right?
Yes.
So I think then that is the most important thing that we can say, other than what you said in your own voice, but the thing that they have to remember, and we know repetition has got to play a role in people, because they have to hear messages, I don't know how many times, but it has to be something that they hear over and over again before they get it. And it's so many times that people hear stuff before they actually, it actually sinks in. Mm-hmm. So I think that could be our tagline. If we can agree on a tagline, I would suggest that that would be it. That it has to say something about returning the questionnaires, no matter what the body is.
Bill? I think that's our goal, is to get people to return your questionnaire. But I think it's probably kind of apparent when they get the questionnaire that they aren't going to be on the jury unless they return it. It seems like maybe we need to just emphasize why it's important to serve on the jury and what they might do. You know, that it, sometimes it is a sacrifice, and just kind of, I just don't know if, you know, emphasizing that you have to return your questionnaire is really. Really good on tagline. I did do my homework last time, and I wrote a couple of. I didn't get a chance to type them up, but if you want me to read them, I can do that.
I want you.
Please do. Go ahead. I was just thinking about something.
Did you know that in Champaign County, African Americans are victims of crimes 3 times more often than whites? We are also 3 times more likely to be defendants in court. Yet we make up less than 10% of the people who serve on juries. Most people are only asked to serve on a jury once or twice during their lifetime. Sure, it might mean missing a few days of work, but it's your right and it's your responsibility. If you get a jury questionnaire, please fill it out.
No, we don't. He just had 80s off work.
That sounds like a tagline.
Sounds like a tagline to me. No, I don't. I think it's important. I'm sorry, Bill, but I think it's important.
And if you are summoned, you can take pride in taking the case.
All right. Take pride in taking the case.
Did you try timing yourself with a stopwatch?
Nah. Okay. Well, I don't remember. I don't think so.
And we said the PSAs were what? How long? Were 90 seconds?
60? No, 30. 30.
30.
30. 30. 30
and
60.
Mm-hmm. 30 and 60. When I was growing up, my mama would take in all the neighbor kids for lunch, and she'd grill us on what we'd been doing, who we'd been hanging with. And if we didn't say straight out, she'd know what was up anyway. So the other day, mama calls me up and says she got a jury summons, and she's scared to go in. I said, Mama, you never ever blame me for something I didn't do. And you made sure I paid for what I did do. Ain't nobody more qualified to sit on jury than you. You got to go. They need you. You know what? She went and she got it right again. Shoot, I just wish there were more folks like my mom on those juries.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's good. So, I think that's what's very clear.
Return to Chris.
Is that what I said from can you bring a gavel with you next time?
I'm sorry. I'm having a little coffee. We're not in the court.
The stats, right, came out first time, right, which is very much what you were very comfortable with. And then you had a more of a emotional pull, right, but it had the message in it. And then, so we already, you can see how when everybody does their own thing, we cover the information, right? You know, so I just don't want us to feel like we've lost or we haven't accomplished our goal if everything we want isn't in one PSA. Mm-hmm. I think what Patrick had said early on when we were offering a critique to his piece was, hey, you know, where y'all stuff at, right? You have to write y'all stuff too, right? You know what I mean? And then we can cover some of this other stuff. And then, but now a tagline, something like that, that is something I think that as a body we should agree on so that we can have, even if it's not every PSA, if you say, okay, the first five will have this tagline, the second five will have this, and you know what I'm saying? There has to be something that's being repeated. Mm-hmm. And what cannot be lost, what Bill said, why is this important? Why is this body meeting? This body is meeting because we don't have the representation of African Americans and the minorities on it, right? So it is supposed to be sort of digging at that why, the PSAs that we come up with. They have to be addressing that why, what we have deemed to be that why. So we don't want to shy away from that. I think that has to be very direct. And I thought Patrick's dealt with that by repeatedly say, I am an African-American male. Y'all know me, right? Okay? And this is where I'm at now. This is why I'm getting involved, and you need to get involved too. So it's really speaking specifically to the demographic that we're saying is not being, that's not present. So I like it. So I think we would address it. We would address a lot of the concerns by having different people do it. And Bill, you wanted that to be read by someone else?
Yeah, this is definitely the second one.
Definitely the second one. Jenny?
I was very moved by the second one with the boy saying, my mama was right. And I just thought, you know, telling them, when I was little, my mama always said, you know, it makes you want to listen to this family vignette. Could you repeat the last line about she's right on the page? Or what was the tagline on your second one?
It's just like, you know what? She went and she got it right again. Shoot, I just wish there were more folks like mama on those juries. Mm-hmm. I think the thing I was... Oh, the first one was you can take pride in taking the case. I think the things I was thinking of was we don't want to overemphasize that African Americans are just defendants, that they're also victims, and that it takes a good representative jury to get the right answer whether you're a defendant.
And see, I didn't get that the first time. When you was making the issue about it being victims as well as defendants. That was a good point. And the other one is that, you know, coming from where we come from, and one of the reasons why we don't have the representation sometimes, that my mama didn't go to jury, so it didn't have no emotional pull for me. I mean, I felt the tie of a mother and a son, and you know, but hell, my mama didn't go to jury. She probably threw the summons away too. And don't tell her I told y'all that, but you know, I'm saying for years, this is not something in our community that where we were just jumping for joy when the summons came. Okay, that's not the case. So ain't no sense in us acting like that was. For me, anyway, that's my story. I don't know if that's the same way for everybody else. But so this was not a conversation at our dinner table around the house about jury service. So it's not that particular one, I don't believe would be the target audience that we're talking about. That's my opinion. I don't know if anybody else wants to add anything to that.
I think
and
that's
we have right. some. We're gonna suspend the rules and let the public jump in. Go right ahead.
I really like what you said, and I thought of someone because I got listened to everybody, so I just want to share it, and maybe it can close or be an add-on to the staff and what he mentioned. Really simple, and I think it. Says represent, you got a voice. So make the right choice. Return the questionnaire. You can help to keep it fair.
Oh.
questionnaire, keep it fair.
It can help to keep it fair.
Yeah, okay.
Would you repeat that, please?
Are you willing to donate to the minutes, to the committee?
Can we add her to the committee?
Would you repeat that for me, please?
Represent. You got a voice. So make the right choice. Return the questionnaire. You can help to keep it fair.
Return the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's got your tagline in there?
That's all I'm saying. Building around, return the questionnaire. That should be the thing.
Okay. So public service announcement. If we are trying to engage the minority community, primarily African Americans, to be more involved in the jury service, being involved in jury, then I think that it would be critical if we are going to develop public service announcement that we have more minority representation in those public service announcements. Because
mm-hmm.
you have to understand that, you know, coming from a cultural thing, and as especially in the African American community, and how we deal with certain situations. And for example, when we go to church, there's a expectation when we come into the church to be dressed appropriate, to be dressed a certain way, to act accordingly, that it is serious. It's not, you know, even though you have a little laugh, but it's very serious when you come to church. It's not a laugh and game and you're dressing appropriately. So as long as we are keeping it, to me, as long as we're keeping it in that type of content, that this is this, that you are expected, you have a responsibility, and you have a responsibility and an expectation, and you need to come in a professional manner. And whether if it's going to be the younger, like those young ladies over there, I'm assuming will be involved in, if they will be involved in the public service announcement, whether we are doing audio or video in it to run on public television, it has to keep a serious tone, a serious message to educate and to bring awareness, to give other young folks to understand the importance of how, because if I came and did a public service announcement and I was dressed like this, although, and it was the audio, and even though the people that maybe knew me, you know, how serious are they going to take it? Whereas if I'm coming,
you mean if it was a video?
It was a video.
Yeah.
It's because how you view, how you speak, how the perception, you know, that does matter. And if we're trying to bring that home, whether the public service announcement is catchy or whether it has, slogans or, poetry, however you want to, you have to make sure that the message is like, this is serious, that we are here to we're here to say that, hey, we have to be more involved. And for younger people, they can identify with younger people, younger folks, then they have to also have that same message. Because I could say, okay, I could have gave it in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? My name is Patrick Turner. Y'all know, so-and-so,
right.
You need to get involved. You need to be, that can be taken both ways. But if I'm being serious about the approach, then the people that are listening are taking me serious. Then where they have to think about, well, hey, this is a serious, and I'm coming to,
have judgment over someone. That is serious. That's not a matter to be taken lightly, because you're passing judgment on someone, and you could, like I said, you could determine that they are the death penalty, never coming home, 20, 30 years, get found not guilty based on you not listening or what's playing. It could be somebody that is guilty. So you have to, that would be my strong support of how we get to these public services. Now I do agree that we need to, if it's going to be minorities, then we as minorities need to put together some public service announcements so that it can be how you feel and what do you think and what are you representing. Because we're the ones not being involved. Bottom line.
No, that's true. Bill, I wanted to make sure that, you didn't feel attacked or whatever by my statements. What I really thought was effective, though, was what over the months of getting to know you is that the stats. You like to look at these stats, these numbers and stuff. And immediately I recognize that as being sincere and as being who you are. You know what I mean? And it intrigued me right off the bat when you started talking about how we are affected or what we represent, what the population, all that type of stuff. I think it's educational because I think overall, as Patrick brought up the church, qualitatively we like to be involved. But quantitatively, as far as the stats and numbers, we don't realize that I think overall as a community the importance of the stats and the data and stuff like that. So I think it's very educational for us at the same time to really sort of drive home that message that look at these percentages, right? This is not something that you just shake a stick at or you just dismiss. This is real. This is important. So I really like that first one more so than the second one. But I wanted to make sure that you were clear about it. And I hear your point loud and clear that we need to make sure that we are coming up with some that address what we know to be not just on the surface, but the underlying issues for us in the community. Patricia had her hand up. I don't want to.
Can we get in? When can we get in the studio?
That was my question.
So, I think we've got some. I think we need to just Patrick. We have already agreed that Patrick has a good one. Mm-hmm. You and he like I said, we all agreed at that right. Last meeting, Patrick. So I was wondering if we can't set up some studio time. To go ahead and make our first PSA, and at least let's just do it and see how it sounds. They'll play it back for us, and we can bring the tape and listen to it before we put it out there. But I think we need to get something done.
Okay. The IMC definitely is a spot that we can go and do that.
Conversation, what the ideas that you have about... were you talking about going to the stations independently?
No, actually you can go to one, and yeah. They'll make one, and they'll let you take it out and use it on other yeah. stations. So you don't
have any contacts with any other radio stations.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know if you could just go. I know the WBCP allows you to go down and sit, and you can do your piece right there, and then they play it back.
WDWS has done pieces for me that I've used. I went in and did some stuff, and then they allowed you to take it out and you can use it wherever you want.
Well, I would suggest that we use, those who have the state-of-the-art equipment, let's go to those places and see if we can get that done.
Either WIL or my other point that I think if we're going to develop another public service announcement, and you brought that up, about now the percentage of people I've heard that the percentage of questionnaires that are going out are not being returned. Is that correct?
A certain number aren't being returned.
There's a number.
Yes.
Now is it the minorities not returning them, or is it just
know that.
Okay. Well, let's just say, for example, that may be the case.
Right.
The minorities are not returning them. That is definitely something that we need to be able to say that those questionnaires that are coming out, and there's an issue with minorities and filling them out and returning them. Now, whether it's factual or not, it's still the point that we're saying, okay, if it does come, you need to fill it out. Because that's putting in somebody's mind, okay, well, you know, that public, the other public service announcement talking about questionnaires coming and we're not filling them out. Mm-hmm. And that may also increase people who want to start filling them out, mm-hmm. you know, when they do come. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important, that they understand that we are not filling them out. We are not being involved. You know, that is the strongest message I think that you can give to someone, that you are not participating, young and old. Mm-hmm. So if you don't participate, then you can't complain about the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same as voting.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Same as voting.
Same
right.
as voting.
You don't right. vote.
You don't like that. You vote. Mm-hmm. You vote. You know.
Yeah. But Patrick, I think you're in your proposed PSA here, the line about, as African Americans, we are constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community.
Right.
You know, I think that makes the point very clearly and concisely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my question is, when can we get you in the studio?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's fine the way it is. We'll put it right out there.
Don't start laughing now.
Well, last time we did anything at the IMC was many, many years ago. 5-6 years ago, and they did not. So who am I to contact these people?
Now, that's a good question. I do think that as a chair, I would do it. But I have one contact person. I think Kim would work with us, who had written the grant.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can work with Kim. I don't know.
We can call Mike Hale at DWS.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm willing to do the. I don't know how far I would go. I think some of us, if I delegated this responsibility to the presiding judge.
If you give me, whoever makes the contact,
let me have that.
I will follow. Let me know and I will follow up with them. So that way they will be expecting me to make some arrangements.
Okay.
You know.
So I will contact him.
I'll call Mike Hill.
Okay, and so the setup is that we want several people. Right, to be able to come. This is not we want this to happen for a few months. We want this to be.
But we
want to
get
him in soon, but we want to prepare the people, let them know this is something that, you know, we got several people who are going to want to do these PSAs. And so, how long does a PSA run? You know what I mean? Those are some of the questions that I would have, and maybe you can ask Mike, and I'll ask Kim, and I'll ask someone like Dwayne Hubbard, 107.9. I'll ask him. You know, what is this something that the radio station just controls on their own, or is there a limit and all that type of stuff? I can get some of that information as well.
Definitely, sorry, Brady, but definitely 107 and 105.55, because those are the stations that are, you know, young folks listen to, you know, play a lot of, you know, rap, hip hop, you know, so we definitely want to, you know, be. You know, because those stations go, you know, Decatur, you know, different parts of the, you know, different parts.
Okay.
You know, Charleston, you know. So it's going to a mass of people that listen to, you know, hip-hop and rap, you know.
My fear with those is that they're purely commercial, and I don't know if they do much public service.
Not a lot.
But, you know, I would say if they can do a PSA, that'd be great. But I think we should also think about taking the next step, and, you know, maybe the peer ambassadors would want to work with us in making a somewhat more professional piece that we could use as an advertisement.
Because the only thing that I want to add, and I know this is a while, is that I agree that seriousness absolutely works for some audiences, but if you think about the format on the 105.5 or 107.9, it just doesn't fit. As a matter of fact, it comes off cheesy. So it just doesn't have the same resonance. And I agree. I think there's a generational divide. I grew up in an era where church was very formal and very traditional, and now kids are come as you are, and they like that. And so, you know,
even the music
talk about
has changed.
That gap constantly between our orientation to the universe and, you know, people who want to go to interviews and, you know, jeans and flip-flops. And so we constantly educate people, right? Because I work with young people all the time and I remind them that you can't rock your jeans and flip-flops and expect to get hired. But, you know, but they don't have that as an orientation to the world, so we have to be respectful of where are they, okay, and how do we get them to pay attention? And also, like, you know, so I think there's a both and so I think just, I like the whole idea of having, I mean, this community has so many different audiences and different voices, and so I like, particularly within the African American community, it's so diverse and so pluralistic, and so I think talking to the multiple people, the multiple voices, we'll get you the best bang for your buck.
I think so.
Matt?
Something Patrick said actually brings to mind, I guess maybe an analogy if I can make it. I hadn't thought of before, but it sort of maybe comes into, you know, this whole cool factor thing that Aaron keeps hanging around my neck. you know, but maybe this is what I'm trying to describe, and I don't want to offend anybody here or anything. This is purely anecdotal from my life experience, because I'm biracial, part black, part white, and this may just be with the churches that I've been to in that experience. But when I've been to the white churches on my mom's side for anything, for Sunday service or Christmas Eve mass or funerals, they're very stately. The preacher or pastor will get up there, you know, and they don't move around. I mean, it's very stately, and there may be
stately or stale.
Subdued.
Yeah.
Is the better word.
Now, the African American churches I've been to on my dad's side, locally and down in Mississippi where I'm from, it's a whole other deal. You know, my cousin plays the organ, and not just a time to play the organ, but like to accompany the preacher.
Right.
The preacher is fire and energy.
Mm-hmm.
People in the audience are like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, right. it's involved.
Yeah.
Now, both types of services are serious in their intent. I mean, no doubt about it. They're trying to get across the same type of serious message. They go about it different ways.
That's
right.
And I guess that's sometimes when I was, you know, when I talk about these PSAs and I want to make sure, you know, we grab people's attention and that we make it cool or whatever. I guess maybe if I can announce, I, you know, one is not better than the other. I mean, serious, pure serious is not worse than cool or fire and energy. But there are ways that, you know, just because you have some fire and energy and some cool whatever does not mean that you're not serious and doesn't mean that you're not trying to get across a serious point.
Right.
There's just different methods that you can use to do that. So right. When Patrick brought up church, that really like struck a light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, well, actually, that's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Jenny?
I want to ask about two things from Patrick's excellent script, and I can't wait until I do the reading this and then play it on the radio. I'm so proud. And I would like to hear from the public members, and I'd like the other committee members to react to what I'm going to say. Now, I'm going to say the last thing first. This might be utterly unimportant. The final statement says, this is a public service announcement brought to you by the Champaign County Jury Committee. Does it matter to anyone except me that we are the advisory committee on jury service? That
it's not important at all.
Okay,
it's not important.
Okay?
Fine. Cut out.
The other, in the middle of the statement, it reads, as an African American, we are constantly discussing our concerns, et cetera. But as an African American, I, Patrick, I know we are constantly discussing. It seems odd to me to say, as an African American, we are.
Right.
Could you say, as an African American, I know we are constantly discussing. Could you insert after, as an African American, I know.
But I think it's, Brian would agree that these help. They help make sure that the point comes, the message is clear. Yeah.
As an African American, I am constantly.
No, I know.
I know.
We are constantly.
We have copies of this.
Discussing.
I know.
And Patrick, before you came,
might not be
the
Aaron had the people in the audience respond to someone else read your script. They thought that they were losing, they were losing attention, and that there's a long sentence, and maybe we could just drop some of the words in there and make it snappy. But overall, you know, the thing is beautiful.
Okay, we now need to edit. I thought we said that.
Well, no, the discussion is that it would be discussion of edit, and if I think the point, the reason that we have a committee, right, is always to use the expertise of the folks who are here. Jenny does editing for a living. Brian is a professor. So some of the stuff I think we have to be open to if it helps the flow and helps. And we just have an audience member say, hey, this long sentence, if it's too long, it'll lose me. Right? So Patrick wants to make sure his point gets across. And I think he's open to that. You know what I mean? That's, I don't think that's a real big deal. But if it's something that's helpful and that's set right with you, I think that's what's important, that it doesn't lose your passion or your point. What she's talking about now is the sentence, I think it says this one. I was selected as a member to sit on a jury committee to study ways to increase minorities and African-American representation in the jury pool of Champaign County court system. It's, if you got to breathe within it, I think it sort of becomes long. And
so
is there a way to shorten it to just get right to the point?
I serve on a committee that's studying ways to increase minority representation in the jury pool.
Well, how about it could just be taken out.
No. This, I think it's important to say that you're there.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll give you credibility.
Right. Won't be the help, man.
No, I want.
Oh, you want a copy? I thought you need a pen.
So.
Instead of I was selected as a member to say I sit on or I serve on.
I serve on a jury committee to study ways to increase minority and African American representation in the jury pool. In the jury pool of Champaign County's court system.
I think we need that.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to? Can we change minorities and African American representation to maybe just black representation or minority representation?
If increase.
Tribute.
Okay, so when you said increasing minority
and African American. Why do you say both?
Well, increasing minorities, including all minorities.
Okay.
Now if we're going to take minorities out and just say African American representation, then I can just say increase African American representation in the jury pool of Champaign County court system.
Let me ask you this. Why don't you consider African-Americans as a part of minorities?
Because minorities are Asians, Latinos, Native Americans, anybody that is not from Caucasian descent.
That's African-American as well, right?
African-Americans are included as a minority.
Right, so I'm saying you're basically repeating the same thing to say minorities and African Americans.
Right.
That's why I was asking you why you say that.
I can say African Americans, or I can say minorities, or I can just say African Americans. If we want to just say African Americans,
good.
Bill, statistics: 2/3 of the defendants are African Americans. 2/3 of the victims are African Americans.
So
Patrick's message is to your community, the African American community.
So we could take out
minority. That's what she said.
Or black for variety.
I was going to say you can do two different versions where one is the minority and one is African American. Because maybe you get different people. Because I know if I heard minority, I would be like, something else about minorities. But if I hear African American, I'm like, that's speaking to me. I can focus on that.
Yeah.
So you're saying I was selected to serve? I serve as
on a jury committee.
On.
Yeah. So just draw a line
through what selected as a jury committee.
Yeah, on a jury committee to study ways to increase African American representation in the jury pool of Champaign County.
Okay.
That's pretty. It's smoother, I think. And it's very specific.
As well, African American community.
Just took the judge.
Sure.
You hang on.
No, no.
Thank you.
I worked as an
I advocate. I was the art community.
I know. We are constantly discussing. Just insert, I know, after African American.
I know.
Good.
I know that.
I know we are constantly discussing.
I know that we are constantly discussing.
You could delete our concerns. You could just say we are constantly discussing how the legal system.
Our community
has failed the African American
community.
No,
just say our community.
Yeah, that's
our community. Mm-hmm. You sound like one of my aunts.
Okay. I think it's good, y'all. We, you know, we rode Roger for the first few months. Now we're going to...
Roasted me.
Roasted me.
Oh, by the way, everybody, I graduated last week.
Is that right?
Yeah. Congratulations. Yay. I got finished.
And that's a...
BS in Career Organizational Studies, so...
Good for you.
Right.
You have a Bachelor of Science in Organizational Studies?
Yeah, so that's two. One first one was a criminal justice degree, which I thought I was going to be an attorney, but I paid it quick.
You just had to go straight, huh?
That's going to be a rough one.
Congratulations.
That's great.
Are you going to the graduation ceremony?
We already been. This last on the 8th.
It's all Eastern?
Yeah.
That's inspirational, brother.
Yeah.
For sure.
A lot of hard work.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So, and then I guess we're finishing it by the tagline, y'all. We got to have a tagline, right? So Patricia would be happy too. So, well, I'm here today as a member of the jury committee to encourage you to be involved. Now you got me wanting to add something, too. Well, I'm here today as a member of the jury committee. Well, I'll just leave it. To encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. That concern, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This, and then instead of this is a public service announcement brought to you by the Champaign County Jury Committee, or can we keep that and just say, how do you fit a tagline and then make it smooth? I don't know.
I think that, to be honest, I think that needs to stay because that, to me, because that is telling the people why, you know, that this is a public service announcement and, you know, and what it's about.
Mm-hmm. You know? And it can stay. I'm just wondering how do we add what Patricia
said
about it.
Well, after concern, you put in what Claire came in, represent, what was the, what was represent, you have a voice.
Oh, okay.
Return the question. Make a choice. Return the questionnaire. Keep it fair.
Pius.
You know, I don't know if we need to say public service announcement, because sometimes they announce them. You could just say, this message is brought.
Or just, this is brought to you?
Yeah. Because often they'll say, this public service announcement.
So, I mean,
you can
I think right after.
County words.
Be so involved and help remove that concern. Right. That
has
to be last.
It's
my name is Patrick Thompson, and I approve this message.
This message is brought to you by the
Champaign
County
Jury Committee. So we're canceling. This is a public service announcement brought to you by...
No. You're just going to say this message is brought to you by the Champaign County Jury Committee.
This message... This message is brought to you... Out of Champaign County Jury Committee.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your words, because I like what the sister said, it's poetic. It's got.
Right.
I don't think it fits into your needs.
No.
I think you should say you should think of a tagline, something that has to do with
returning the question.
Well, no, Patricia, you can't.
Don't be square. Return the questionnaire.
Well, something. See, he doesn't mention the questionnaire in there.
Right, so to now to mention it all of a sudden at the end doesn't fit. So his has to be more specific about, like when you say to be involved, it says, well, I'm here today as a member of the jury committee to encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. What do you consider a one-line thing that you could say at the end that would make somebody, that would be, in your estimation, considered involvement?
With the last sentence, okay.
He said it was very important. He thought it was this, very important.
This message. Well, if you want to take that, say this. If you want to take that last sentence out and help remove that concern, if you want to say,
no, I don't want to take that.
Because I'm not taking it out. I'm not.
I mean, I know we're trying to. I know we're trying to get people to fill out more questionnaires. You know, that's one of this is part of being involved.
Right.
Because there's a bigger picture.
Yeah, right.
Much bigger picture. But if you want to say the questionnaire part, because I think that should be that may need to be in a second public
session. That way,
this I think is just the opening,
right,
the beginning.
Right. Okay.
You know, it's just to say, okay, this is the beginning of other public service announcements. You know.
I'm thinking that, you know, right before the last sentence, you could just say, become a member of a jury. General sentence.
My one attempt at creativity is right now, and it's horrible, so I'm an answer. How about don't wait, participate?
I just wanted to come from you.
It's got
to
be from
Don't be square. Look, return the questionnaire.
Yeah. You're fixated on that questionnaire.
And
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Let me ask you this question. Because this is you. Your statement says be involved, right? Where is it?
How do you get involved?
Right, so I'm saying just one thing out of whether it's questionnaire, whether it's summons, whether it's, I don't know what it is, but just, because we're looking for a tagline.
Right.
As a group, we want taglines. I think we agreed on that. So I'm just asking you. You don't have to do it right now. It's 7 o'clock. Right?
How about when you are contacted, please respond. When you are contacted.
You're caving in, Judge. Because you said you wanted to come from Patrick, now you're
all right.
So you can say, maybe I can say this. You know, so if you receive a questionnaire, please fill it out.
There you go.
Turn it.
There you go.
Okay. As long as it comes from you,
there you go.
The
questionnaire, please, if you receive.
Okay, you all.
If you see the question,
we're gonna move forward, Patrick, and we're gonna tighten this up. Pamphlet idea, I'd like to talk to you more about that.
One thing I was gonna add to this is I created this document back in 1998. It's just some statutory references to what an employer is required to do with regard to jurors who have been summoned for jury duty and what they have to do and what they are required to do. Obviously, you wouldn't want to put all this stuff in a pamphlet, but some of it might be interesting for people to have, so I thought I'd just provide it as a reference. I haven't updated the statutes, but obviously, if it was something that we were interested in using a little bit of, I would be happy to do that in the future.
Did you have some more of those?
Actually, it was passed out. It was the one of the things that Pius made a copy of.
I don't think he gave it to everybody.
Let's get Karen one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, here.
So the idea is that we'll discuss again this.
That's the only one I have. That was
pamphlet idea.
Sorry.
Is something that's handy. Something that we can continue to say that we've done some work. It can go into churches and stuff. Who is the parliamentarian supposed to keep Ms. Putman in line down?
I just loved it so much.
So the other thing is that we'll come back to the pamphlet, the educational material. Judge DeFantis, can you offer us anything in relationship to the idea you said that you were looking
at? I made some calls. Obviously, the people in Springfield are consumed with something else. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it is. But I'm going to continue to see if we can get some the Legislative Reference Bureau to at least look at that, and we'll give it a try. But I've made some calls, and I will continue to work on that next week.
Is everybody clear on what we were just discussing, number 9?
That's great, thank you.
Did you see that, Patrick? Number 9 on the agenda?
Just for a summary for someone who has been here for a couple months.
Okay.
Drug
seizures, that's legislated by the state.
Well, there's forfeitures. The state can take your car and sell it. They can take your money. They can, and what they do is they generate revenue. the statute breaks down how this revenue can be dispersed. The state's attorney gets some, the arresting agency gets some, the state gets some, the crime lab. I'd like to see if we could get a cut to the counties to help defray the cost of the jury, to help maybe increase the jury stipend.
That's a great idea.
So I've got some calls in. It may not work, but we'll try.
Right. So that's what that's in relationship to. We did a reminder of Judge Stefanis on the program tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Take it easy on him.
I'm just going to go and say this publicly. It's live call-in. So you just
well, I've already been threatened that if I call in, I should just pack up my office. So I'm telling you now, I will not be calling in tomorrow.
All right.
As tempting as it would be.
Schedule next meeting for June. Can we do that now? Should we do this? I like when we do it now. It takes a lot.
Yeah, it's best to just try to get something done.
So probably if we're the end of May now, we're talking
Fridays are June 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th.
How about June 11th?
I suppose I could. That'd be
something.
Coming back from fishing, but I'll be here.
Canada?
Yeah.
Fishing?
Yes.
You come back with a tan.
With the NBA teams that lost, you going fishing with them?
Or the 18th.
June 11th or 18th. Show of hands for the 11th. 18th. Okay, let's shoot for June 18th.
Okay.
I won't be here on the 18th.
The 11th works better for you.
For me, but don't.
I can make the 11th.
Because the majority was the 18th.
Yeah, just from the show of hands.
How about
the
18th?
Later on, why don't we say who can't come on a given time?
Later, because the 18th is that's less than a month,
right?
I think we just went to the 20th, the one after that.
The 25th.
I won't be available on the 25th.
Okay, so
again, I can make
the 11th.
That's
the 18th.
If
okay, well,
the 18th is the middle of the month. I sort of like the 18th.
All right.
And if the majority of us can be on the 18th, then let's shoot for the 18th.
Aaron.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So June 18th is what we have scheduled. I hope that yes, Brian.
It probably ain't gonna work for you.
While Karen's here, I want to make sure we don't lose out on the opportunity to take advantage of their talent if they can fit us into their already busy schedule.
No. The summer is absolutely perfect, so I'm already thinking about it. And the other plug that I wanted you to know is one of the models that we're exploring through the Access Initiative is something called Time Bank, and I can admit other communities have really used that really, really well. With their jury, so we can definitely make sure that information gets back when we bring that training in, that people can bank time for a whole bunch of different reasons and become the community initiative. So we're bringing people in.
That's good.
To help set that up for our community.
That's nice.
Patricia, can you follow up with Ms. Karen?
Sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks
we
for
do.
Coming out.
And we know where to
find public participation. Any more? Anything else from the public? Hearing none.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.